The Vermont Marble Museum in Proctor closed in 2012 after the private owners decided they wanted to sell the museum and its collections. But the Preservation Trust of Vermont has stepped in to try to buy the museum and its artifacts. So far, they've raised the money needed to purchase the museum and remaining collections. And they're in a fundraising effort to buy the museum building. But recently, the University of Pennsylvania acquired the museum's archives, which includes stone samples and paper records from the Vermont Marble Company. Paul Bruhn is the head of the Preservation Trust of Vermont. He says as a result of the University of Pennsylvania purchase, the stone library and small samples of marble from all over the world will be headed out of Vermont.
They bought the entire stone library that was located at the Marble Museum. What happened was last year, when the owners of the Marble Museum decided that they were going to close it down and sell off the collection. It's always been a privately owned museum. And so we jumped in and worked with the owners and then tried to raise the money to acquire everything. The museum collection, the archives, the stone library, and the real estate. We didn't raise enough money to be able to do that. We, in the end, were only able to raise enough money to acquire the museum exhibits, the gift shop operation, and approximately 2,500 large format glass plate negatives that captured the work that the Vermont Marble Company did in its early days. We were very disappointed not to raise the additional $150,000 that we needed to raise to keep that stone library in Vermont at the Marble Museum, as well as the archive itself. The paper archive has also been purchased by the University of Penn. The good part about that is that they will be very good stewards of all of the things that they have purchased. The unfortunate part is that they are now located outside of Vermont.
And obviously there's this connection with marble in Vermont. I mean, this is part of Vermont's history. And I can see why the University of Pennsylvania would find these samples so interesting, would want to acquire them. But I'm a little confused as to why they would go so out of their way, so to speak, because is there a connection in Pennsylvania to this sort of physical history?
I think that they consider this to be a national collection, that the Vermont Marble Company was not just a Vermont company. It was a national company that worked all over the U.S. and all over the world, for that matter. And so they consider it to be a national resource as opposed to just a Vermont resource. I think that they also feel that they were going to be the best stewards of the collection. And I think that that was what they explained to us. That didn't soften the blow, frankly. We were very disappointed that we couldn't keep this intact in Vermont, but the reality was we were not able to get the funding to be able to acquire that part of the collection.
Well, speaking of that funding, I mean, there's stone from the Vermont Marble Company that can be found in the Jefferson Memorial, I understand, the U.S. Supreme Court, even the White House. Why isn't there federal money, or why wasn't there federal money available to help buy this museum for the public?
I think it's the change in how Washington is operating these days. You know, we were very fortunate for many years. Our congressional delegation, especially Senator Leahy, was able to get congressionally delegated or directed funds, earmarks, to Vermont. We were the beneficiary of a lot of those funds to help with village revitalization projects. But earmarks are no longer available in Washington, and so there was not the funds available to help with this.
Now, what is the future for the Vermont Marble Museum now? What can the Preservation Trust do? Are you going to go ahead and have this museum maintain itself without the actual samples?
Yes. Now, you should understand that this stone library was one small piece of the entire museum exhibit. There are lots of samples, large-scale samples of marble from Vermont, from Danby and the quarries in Swanton and Rochester and Dorset and so on, all different types of marble. So the collection is basically intact. The museum is intact. Our task right now is to raise $480,000 to acquire the building, We have $125,000 that we've raised so far toward that goal. And then the second thing that we need to do is to find a long-term steward and operator of the museum. We jumped in to save this and rescue it, but it was never our intent that we would be the long-term operator, manager, steward of the museum. We're hoping that we might find an existing organization that would be interested in taking this on as part of their mission. If that does not happen, then we'll look to see if we can form a new organization that would take on the responsibility of operating the museum and really taking it to the next level. You know, it's a great museum as it stands, but there's a lot of opportunity. One example is, you mentioned our legacy in Washington, in all of the buildings in Washington that and monuments that were built with Vermont marble. That alone is a great story that isn't told at the museum currently.
The $480,000 goal you mentioned, is there a deadline for that?
Our goal is to get that done by the end of this calendar year.
Paul Bruhn is the executive director of the Preservation Trust of Vermont, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.